Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're preparing this message for Monday, August 11th, 2008, from our hotel room in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, we title the message, Finding Strength. The scripture text is a brief portion from 1 Samuel 30, verse 6.
But David found strength in the Lord his God.
Yesterday, we visited some friends in Indianapolis, and I had the opportunity to share the Word of God with the congregation at the Victory Christian Center. Prior to the service, I met with Pastor Floyd Miles for prayer and noticed his large sword and shield, as well as a large staff. He explained that he keeps these in his office to remind him of the strength and encouragement we have in the Lord. So we apply the armor of God as listed in Ephesians 6. When Floyd faces discouragement, all pastors face discouragement. These are visual reminders of God's armor that gives him renewed strength as he does battle with the enemy.
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, King David and his men were away at battle. While they were away, their foes came in and laid the city of Ziklag in ashes, carried away their wives and children and the plunder. When the men returned, they were overwhelmed with grief. The scripture says they wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. What a portrait of heartfelt despair must have been felt among these warriors.
They also blamed David. Leaders often get blamed when there are problems. They were ready to stone him. In addition to the sorrow he felt from his own personal loss, now he faced his own men who wanted to strike him down. And this distressed him greatly. The circumstances really couldn't get any worse. There's a great verse in the Bible that's our daily verse today, verse 6 of the chapter, that states, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." And David went on to seek direction from God. I've always enjoyed this brief verse and find it applicable for all believers when facing distressing circumstances. It's a short verse to memorize, and I believe when facing troubling situations, we do well to quote this verse prayerfully, using our name in place of David, such as, "But Stephen found strength in the Lord his God."
The small conjunction word, "but," turns our focus from the troubling circumstances David faced and redirects our attention to the Lord our God. I wonder what prompted this renewed strength to act decisively as the Lord led David in the remainder of this chapter. Was it a scripture verse hidden deep in his heart? Was he reviewing in his mind previous experiences where God brought about miraculous deliverances from the enemy?
Or maybe it was one of the Psalms, a hymn type that he recalled, that he had written and we know now as a psalm. Well, like David, we will inevitably encounter hard periods in life. We'll need renewed strength from the Lord our God. Let Rosie and I suggest several means of finding this strength and encouragement. First of all,
let us meditate on Bible passages and memorize key scriptures that the Spirit can bring to our recollection in time of need.
Secondly,
make a lifelong goal of developing a network of prayer warriors whom you may call upon during your time of need.
Thirdly,
like Floyd, you may find visual reminders helpful as well.
Like Floyd, you may find certain visual reminders helpful. When I go to my workshop, I receive strength when I use my dad's tools.
And fourthly, inspirational music can be a very helpful source of strength.
Build a library of useful resources that reinforce biblical answers for life's dilemmas.
Let's pray together. Father, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. In ourselves, we are weak and often distressed by the daunting trials of life. When they become our primary focus, we are easily overtaken by doubt and helplessness. But when our primary focus is on worshiping the Lord Jesus, who is our provider, our strength, our hope, and our soon coming King, our mourning turns into joy, our weakness into strength, and our hope is once again renewed. Thank you for who you are and the way you work in our lives this day. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today. it's a little difficult preparing a message on the road, and we're amongst not the technology we normally use. We're using a laptop today and in a remote situation. This is the first time we've done it this trip. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is a message we prepared for Monday, August 11th, 2008. We have several photos up on the site today of some of the happenings. We especially want to call attention to the photo of our friend Floyd Miles with both the sword of the spirit, a sword, and the shield of faith, with the staff behind him in the photo. We have several other photos of visits we made with friends the last couple of days. We are in, as I mentioned, Indianapolis, and in a few minutes, more realistically, probably the next 45 minutes to an hour, we'll be heading out, hoping to attend a state fair here in Indianapolis, and then on to Peoria, Illinois, where we will have fellowship with some friends this evening. We've met through this internet ministry, the Miller family. Well, thanks for joining us today. We do have a special song. In fact, I've not even prepared the HTML for it. The song we sang yesterday in church, a song called Because of Who You Are. A great song, reinforcement of biblical truths and encouragement. It'll be available as a link that will open up a video and it plays, and it's very good. Well, thanks for joining us today. Be blessed, be encouraged, be strengthened.